Hello, JCI USA. This is Membership Development Director Emily Nock, and you are listening to Howl Time, the official podcast of the JCI USA Wolfpack. Now, here at JCI USA, one of the things that we do is partner with other organizations. So not only can we help our chapters grow, but we can help these organizations create a larger impact in the local communities. One of those partnerships is with the Hugh O'Brien Youth Leadership Program, an international program that empowers young people to become a positive force around the world. This week, I had the opportunity to sit down with JCI USA Hopi Program Manager Nathan Uloff from the great state of Texas to discuss the program and how your chapters can get involved.
Hey, PM Nathan, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
No problem, Emily. It's my pleasure to be here.
So now, as we know, you're a member of the Texas JCs, and you served as state president last year, and this year you're serving as program manager for the Hobie Partnership.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, how long have you been in the JCs for?
5 years.
And what kind of got your start in the organization?
I was invited by a friend to a local project. They needed my construction experience for a project they were working on and asked me to come and help them. And so I did, and just kind of stayed involved ever since then.
That's actually a great way to get people when you need someone for a specific task, just to ask them to help out.
Mm-hmm.
And what made you decide to go further in the organization?
Well, I was only about 6 months in when I was approached to join our state board as a regional director. They were having trouble getting members on the state board, and so they asked me if I was interested, and I went to a state convention to just really see what it was all about, and managed to let them convince me to join the state board as a regional director.
Great. And of course, last year in Texas, you guys had a phenomenal year. So I'm glad to see you decide to keep going and serve on the national team this year as one of our program managers.
Yes, ma'am. Last year was an exceptional year for the state of Texas. We are very proud of everything we were able to accomplish last year.
So now getting to your program manager position this year. So you're in charge of Hobie. What exactly is Hobie?
Hobie is the Hugh O'Brien Youth Leadership Program. Their mission, they've been going for more than five decades. That Hobie was founded in 1958 after Hugh O'Brien met with Nobel Peace Prize winner Albert Schweitzer in Africa, and he came back and decided that he needed to take some of what he learned there and put it to action. So he came back and created the Hugh O'Brien Youth Leadership. And they've been going strong ever since then. They have over 70 seminars every year within the United States and then many, many more around the world.
So they're a global organization as well.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, it is. And it all depends on exactly where you live as far as how many different seminars they may have within a state. Like here in Texas, they have four different regional chapters. So they're a little more spread out than our local JC chapters, but they do have four local chapters here, and each state has different, they may only have one, but they may have three or four different regional chapters, just kind of like we do with our local chapters.
And so the main way for our chapters to get involved with the Hobie program, is it just volunteering when they have their seminars, or are there other ways throughout the years? Is there fundraising of any kind?
Absolutely. There are many ways to be involved with Hobie. We have the option to get involved year round. They operate on a volunteer basis, just like we do. And so they need people to operate their local boards, and plan their local seminars and fundraise for their local seminars. to put together their community service projects and that kind of thing. So there's many ways for us to get involved throughout the year, not just on their weekend seminars.
And when they're weekend seminars, are they all held at the same time nationwide, or does it vary from state to state?
It varies state to state a little bit. They're all within the same 4 to 6 week period. They all happen June to July when shortly after school lets out. So it kind of follows along with just your school district's schedule when they let out for the summer. But they're all usually late June, early July.
And how are the students selected for the program? Is there any kind of submission process they have to do? Can anyone be involved?
To select a student for HOBE, it's HOBE reaches out to the local school districts. They have relationships with the local schools, and so they reach out to the local schools, and each teacher, counselor, principal of a local school has the ability to nominate a student who has shown exceptional leadership abilities to the program, and then HOBE reviews and selects the students. And it's typically one or two students per school that get to attend.
And are there costs involved for them to attend?
Not for the student. HOBE, everything is provided through HOBE, which is a large part why fundraising is so important for them, because there is no cost to the students to attend that.
And how can a chapter or a state organization find out more about their local hobby organization?
Yeah, the easiest way is to log on to HOBE, the HOBE website, which is HOBE. You can go to HOBE-programs and find the different seminars in which to attend. They also have a HOBE volunteer application online from at HOBE.org. So there's many ways to get there. If anyone has trouble connecting or finding a local chapter of HOBE, they can always reach out to me at HOBE.JCIUSA.org, and I can help them to get in contact with the local HOBE chapter to start the process of getting involved. We've already been working this year with JCI Minnesota and HOBE. We've also been working trying to get HOBE into Hawaii with the Hawaii JCs. So we are already started that process with a couple of chapters or states, and so anyone who is interested is more than welcome to reach out to me and I can help them get involved.
So there's not currently a HOBE program in your state. They can contact you and you can help them get that started.
Absolutely. So aside from the state seminars that HOBE already has within their states, they also have local community seminars that the community leadership workshops are not a whole weekend. They are usually 7 or 8 hours, so it's be like on a Saturday. And so those can be organized by any local community that would like to put one of those together through HOBE.
Now, have you personally attended a HOBE event before?
Unfortunately, I have not had the opportunity to attend a HOBE event before. Last year, to be honest, was the first time I had heard about HOBE, and we had other state JC programs happening at the time of their seminar, and I was unable to attend. However, our Houston International Chamber did get involved with HOBE, and HOBE has also come and helped us at our state conventions as well.
So this has really been a learning experience for you this year, being the program manager and finding out more about the program at the same time.
Yes, ma'am.
So I think that's important to know for a lot of people out there that might be looking at wanting to do a national position. You don't necessarily need the experience beforehand because that's something that the organization can help coach you through throughout the year and give you the tools that you need.
Absolutely. We're a leadership development organization. That's what we do is train leaders on the job.
Is there anything additional that you'd like to say about the program, or is there any changes for this year, or anything that we want to get out to everybody?
Really, you know, we would like to really start having a better idea of how many of our local and or state organizations are involved with HOBE. We would like to track that statistic a little bit better and be able to know who is participating and who is not. And that way, you know, those that don't know about it, we have a better opportunity to reach out to them and educate them and get them involved. And without knowing who is or who isn't involved, it makes that a little bit more difficult. So we've started, you know, tracking that information to the best of our ability so that we can help better.
And it's important to have that statistical information because then if we're going out there and we're looking for, say, sponsorships for the organization or things like that, it helps to have that data to show everything that the organization has JCs that we're accomplishing and the impact that we're making in this country.
Absolutely.
So is it something if a state or a chapter is currently working with HOBE, is that something they should email you and let you know about it?
Absolutely. We if they are already involved or and also if they have pictures or any of that, we would love to be able to add that to our slideshows and our gallery to show the things that we do throughout the year. So we would love to see our JCs and HOBE partnership interaction at every chance we have.
All right, fantastic. So definitely, if your state or chapter is doing something, please make sure that you email Program Manager Nate. Again, what is that email address for you, Nate?
That is hobie@jciusa.org.
Okay, great. And I only have one last question for you, and it's because it's how we end every podcast here. I just need you to give me your best Wolfpack howl. That was perfect. Thank you so much for joining us today, Nate. Again, everybody, please get involved with HOBE. If you want to have more information about the partnership, contact Program Manager Nate. He's here to help you, as is the whole executive committee at JCI USA. Thanks, everybody, and have a great evening.
Thank you. Have a great night.
I hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of Howl Time and learning more about the Hugh O'Brien Youth Leadership Program. Remember, if you have more questions about that program, contact Program Manager Nathan at HOBY, that's HOBY, at jciusa.org. And if there's something that you want to hear about on a future episode of Howl Time, or if you know a really amazing member or chapter that deserves some recognition, reach out to me and let me know. If you're listening on the Anchor app, you can send us a message directly through Anchor. Otherwise, you can send me an email at enoch, that's E-N-O-C-K, at jciusa.org. Thanks for listening to JCI USA. I'll howl at you next time.